We're back from the O'Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect to the Love Is Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? And you're excited about our guests again, because they are another part of this whole cog when it comes to the movie Life Mark.
I am doing great, Neil. Thank you so much. And yes, I'm so excited about the Kendrick brothers. They have done such amazing things. You guys have done such amazing things. I think Neil grew a beard just to fit in with you guys today. But
We'll
Life
take it.
Mark, courageous. My word, you people have changed lives and had themes on movies. I don't know what your first videos were like when you were kids, but holy cow, the things that you have done have been astounding. And I appreciate you so much what you've done in the world of Christian films and the lives that you've touched. And I personally know marriages that were saved because of Fireproof. You guys are amazing, and dads that changed because of Courageous. And anyway, can't wait to talk to you guys. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you.
You're very kind. We
now,
know the,
guys,
we know
how
that
did,
God has done it.
How did this start? How did this all start? How did you guys this become a partnership with you two? Like, how did that happen?
Well, yeah, so we had finished the movie Overcomer a few years ago. Kirk Cameron gives us a call, says, guys, you got to look at this short documentary on this true story about an 18-year-old girl who at the last second rolls off the abortion table, walks out of the clinic, decides to place her child for adoption instead of aborting it. And a Christian couple adopted this baby, named him David. And when David grew up, when he was about 18, 19 years old, he got to cross paths and meet that biological mother. And that was recorded by a friend. And we saw that original footage. It's actually a part of a short little documentary called I Lived on Parker Avenue. And so Kirk Cameron showed it to us. Man, we all teared up and said, this is a beautiful story that has the value of life, the beauty of adoption. And there's lots of twists and turns. So that is what Life Mark is. And so we turned it into a feature film that is now available on PureFlix and DVD and Blu-ray in December.
Well, wow. And it got its beginning in the theaters and stayed longer than maybe you thought it was going to. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, they usually, when Fathom will do a release, it's two nights, three nights, and they gave us 7 days starting on a Friday night, which was unprecedented for them. And then it kept getting extended because people kept going to see it. It ended up being, I think, number three in Fathom's history. And so we've been grateful because people have really supported the film, and it's been shocking at the Rotten Tomatoes reviews, not only with the reviewers, but also with the audiences, that they have raved about this movie. We did multiple things that were out of the box for us. It was a true story. So we're interviewing the real lives, trying to pick the most powerful moments to incorporate in the film. We also de-aged Kirk Cameron and Rebecca Rogers 20 years for these flashback sequences, and it works. Yeah. You know, we were wondering, are we going to be able to pull this off? And so, but the movie does take you on an emotional roller coaster of twists and turns. We're so grateful now that people are going to be able to watch it at home on PureFlix this week with Thanksgiving with their families. Mm-hmm. In fact, PureFlix is doing a whole new thing where for 99 cents, you can sign up for the first 2 months. Only 99 cents a month for people can access that giant library they have of family friendly films, faith friendly films. It's a really a good alternative to Amazon Prime, Netflix, those things out there, because you can know that you can trust the content that's up there. And Life Mark is being released starting today.
So you got to be excited about that. You got to be excited about. So did you think the film was going to do this well? When you guys, because you've had successful films before. So did you know, hey, you know, the Kendrick brothers are going to have another one?
Well, this is our first Fathom event, and Fathom events traditionally do 1 to 2 million. This one did over 5 million. So Fathom was thrilled with that. But the fact that it's going to be in countries all over the world, multiple languages. And so, you know, even looking at the back of
DVD, the numerous languages, and we loved packing on this thing on the DVD and Blu-ray, as well as the download available in mid-December. Every special feature you would want about the story, the process of filmmaking, from bloopers and deleted scenes to the heart behind the movie, and we're just very grateful how it came together and excited to show it.
And Neil, to answer your question, Alex and I figured out that we've basically been wrong on predicting how every film that we've done is going to do. We're like, we've had some we thought, oh, this is going to blow up the box office. And then it does, you know, less than we think. And then others that we think, oh, it's just barely going to scrape by. And then it explodes. And we're like, so even with this one, the 100% Rotten Tomatoes, we've never had anything even close to that.
Right.
So we've been scratching our heads going, man, the responses to Life Mark have been fantastic. And then to read the reviews of the viewers in the audience, what they're saying about it, it's not just, hey, I enjoyed this film, but I was moved so deeply, or this is my story, or everybody needs to see this. So we felt that way the first time we saw the documentary. And we knew that if we could capture that emotion that we felt in the documentary, that the movie would work. But I think God just answered a whole lot of prayers in helping us to get it into the finish line. Kirk did a great job in this movie. And we think it's going to be a rewatcher for people. And we think that they will not only be moved emotionally, but we hope to save a lot of lives and change a lot of hearts in the process. So,
absolutely. Yes. You know, when I saw the movie, I think I cried more than any other movie. And wow. I think I laughed maybe more than any other movie. You did such a great job of this incredible balance of keeping some humor in so that I'm not just crying the entire movie. I appreciate that very much. Who's the genius behind that? Both of you together, or who's the one?
Well, it's hard to say that somebody is the one. I would say we're grateful for a great team. Mm-hmm. We've had a wonderful team helping to put this together. And the fact that we got to include the real people that the movie is about in the whole process. And so the writing was interesting because we interviewed the people that this movie is about and included much of the actual dialogue that they actually had. And anytime pieces were recorded in real life, like when they were meeting each other and there were cameras rolling, we included the actual dialogue in the movie. So I don't know how brilliant that is that we just copy pasted the actual dialogue, but it's such a powerful story that just to tell the story was a blessing and amazing for us.
I would also say that Alex and I, as we're interacting with our own kids, our wives, and we're interacting with other people in ministry, we see how God can take people in very dark, broken situations and redeem their lives. And many times it brings us to tears as we hear those stories, as we watch the original documentary. But also we like to laugh a lot. And sometimes in the midst of the emotion, we're laughing at funny things that are happening in the same context. And so when we're writing together and when we're interacting with one another and we're praying together, a lot of times we're in tears talking about a scene or we're laughing. And we hope that that translates into the movie, because as we're editing, sometimes we'll realize, you know, we got 10 jokes here. 3 of them don't work. We're going to take those out, but we're going to keep these other 7 because they do work. And we hope the audience will enjoy them.
And I think that's the key thing, is being able to have them enjoy it and coming up with those ideas. So how much work does it take place to take a documentary and make it a feature film? I mean, that's not the easiest thing in the world, right? You're going to have to really do a lot of research, look at the different things, put all that together to make it, but also make it entertaining, right?
That's exactly right. And it's important to us that whoever watches the story has those moments, those tender moments where you may tear up, as well as laughter, as well as wondering, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen next? And so we had a good team of counselors, because we're not just creating stuff. We're wanting to be loyal to what actually happened, mm-hmm. but how to form that in a movie, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour process and make it work. That is a little bit difficult, but at the same time, so grateful for the team around us, the producers, the actors, the real people willing to be on set and give us counsel. We had And some of the most emotional scenes of the movie, the real people it was about were standing right there saying, this is how I felt, this is why I acted this way, or this is what I said. So we were able to incorporate that into the movie with the actors right there. And so it was a different process, but we really enjoyed it.
And we've never been able to have an experience where people watch a feature film and immediately they want to go watch the true story documentary that is available online for anybody to see
for free.
And so there's so many people have watched the movie and then they immediately go watch the documentary and they're like, man, I totally am seeing where all this came from. And I can't believe how realistic this was portrayed. The thing I like about the feature film though, is we're able to go into the hearts and minds of the people through the flashbacks, but we're also able to pull a lot of nuggets and power moments in their lives that was not featured in a 30-minute documentary. So we feel like it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
I'm one of those guilty people. I immediately went and watched the documentary. So yeah, I can see why people would do that. And it was fabulous. It was so great to see them side by side. And when we talked to David, we were able to interview David. And what a great guy, first of all. But secondly, he said that he felt so validated. Like, you guys were calling him when you had a question about something. You made sure that it was his story. Right. And not all films do that. There's a lot of people that get really upset the way their life is portrayed on the big screen. So kudos for that. How did that work out for you guys?
Well, it was fun to include them. And the fact that David and Melissa Coles, the birth mother, and the Scottons, the family, the adoptive family, the fact that they were there with us walking through it, you know, and they're going to be ministers of this movie and promote it as well. For them to be able to say, yes, they did a good job with the accuracy and including us in this whole process. We're not just looking for movies to do and another gig to do. We want these movies to touch lives and change hearts. And this movie was such a beautiful example of, you know, everybody's story is different, but this movie was a beautiful example of how it could go. If you apply love, if you include the Lord. And so LifeMark just was a great representation of that. And as you said, to see David now, he is a lawyer now, newly married. One of the things he does is help other families adopt children. Mm-hmm. How beautiful is that? Go ahead.
He's a great guy. I mean, when we got to talk, Kim and I got to talk to him, fantastic guy for sure. And that's the great, he's showing exactly why life is such an important part of everything. That's definitely great what you're talking about, for sure.
Well, and when Alex called me the first time he saw I Lived on Parker Avenue, he said, I immediately liked this guy in the first few minutes, and I wanted to go on a journey with him. And then when we met the Scottons, they are a fun family, and the kindness that they have demonstrated. We did want to honor all the people that were involved. We didn't want anybody to be offended. You're always juggling everybody's story, trying to figure out how to balance it out. One of the things I love about LifeMark is you get to see the journey of this crisis unwanted pregnancy and the decisions that the teenagers are making, the life of the baby growing up. You get to see the adoption perspective of the parents and the friends, the grandparents, their involvement, the meeting later on that takes place between all the family. It kind of gives you this fuller understanding of how much is involved in one person's journey and in one person's life. And so we tried to balance that and how the story unfolded, but we think that the people have been blessed by it. We've been hearing incredible stories already of people making decisions about adoption or life. And we're so glad that it's going to get to be available now to the rest of the world.
All right, Kim, quick question about Love Is. Go ahead, Kim.
So you guys, I decided I would live a year to figure out the true meaning of love. And I found it, which is amazing, right? Because it's like this mystery, but God is love. So it's something you can be, not just an emotion. And so what did it mean? I was diagnosed with cancer. 4 months later, my husband was, and he died 6 weeks after that from pancreatic cancer. But it sent me on this journey because I had to do something. And mostly I was in Haiti when I did it. It was sort of an eat, pray, love experience, actually, kind of crazy. And I wrote a book about it, Love Is. And so if you're looking for your next movie, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Little pitch, you know, just for fun. But I'm always curious, like you guys, You each have six kids. I don't know if you're battling back and forth, one of you having one, so the other one you had to quick have another one, or however it worked for you. I've got two brothers with four kids each. I've got five. And so we kind of did that in a way. I don't know. But love is obviously a huge part of everything you do. Love is why you seem to be in the business that you're even in, and what you pick for your themes. And I'm just curious, like, what is love to you guys? Like, how does love play into the Kendricks brothers, what you guys do?
You want to start?
Wow. You know, it's interesting that God is love. He created love. He is the best definition of love. And what do we do with our entire society? Most songs on the radio are about love. Most movies have an aspect of love or trying to figure out what love is. And so love is a primary ingredient to life itself. And so for us to know the Lord and be able to point people to him is one way we can love people, presenting truth and love, because they have to be balanced. Truth is important, but truth without love is painful and hard to receive. But truth and love together is a great balance. And so one of our goals with each of our films is trying to present what we are saying in story form with truth and love. And so that is an ingredient and a motivation for each of our films.
I would add to that, that God has wired us as relational beings, and his full intention is that we are loved by him and we love him back. You know, the greatest commandment, Jesus said, is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And so Jesus said the fulfillment of all the law is when we choose to love, because I'm not going to lie to you or commit adultery or steal from you or murder you if I love you. And if we will do what Jesus did and focus in on love, then all these other positive things will be as a result of that. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says love is not rude, selfish, irritable, angry. But when it says love is, it gives us two things. Love is patient and it's kind. Kindness is love on the offense, taking initiative to meet other people's needs and to be right where they are. And patience is love on the defense. When we are attacked, when evil, when wrong things happen, for us to be able to respond, to be slow to anger and give people grace that's undeserved. And so when we see that parallel in 1 Corinthians 13, it says in Romans 5 that the Holy Spirit is actually the one that pours out God's love into our hearts. And he also enables us to love other people. So when we give our lives to Jesus, we are basically embracing the cross of Christ, which is the greatest selfless sacrifice to meet our greatest need. And when Jesus did that, and we're receiving his love and placing our faith in his cross, not only does he open up our hearts and pour out love into us, but he enables us then to love not only our friends, but our enemies, and which doesn't even make sense to the world. And so this invitation to love that God has is through our relationship with Jesus. Both Alex and I, our lives have been transformed by the gospel of Christ. And because of it, God has put a love in our hearts, not only for him, but for other people. And it does translate into our filmmaking, because we're not just trying to sell movie tickets. We want to bless and help and bring healing and hope to the hearts of the people who are sitting in the theater with popcorn in their laps, who are struggling in their families and struggling with purpose in life and struggling in their walk with God. And so, yes, we want to entertain them, but more important than that, we hope to bring a message of truth in a loving way that will touch their hearts and lead them into a growing relationship with Christ. And so love is everything to us, because God is love, like you said.
That's just tremendous how you were able to bring all that. Best place, again, I'll be right now. It's available on PureFlix as of November 22nd today, and December 12th, right? It's available.
December 13th. December 13th, yeah.
It's available. There you go. That's it, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. It was such a great
Christmas gift.
Great Christmas gift. Got to go ahead and do that. That's the time, right? And Black Friday as well. So I appreciate it, guys. Right. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Enjoy it. All right. That you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.